she's in line with the sheet of the Rosh. He's in line with the sheet of the Rosh. The Gabri tells the Dai that when you pour the water through the Nekem, then it's a light. So that means some melee. So there we have a kule. And here, Gabisho, we have a chumre. Because if we consider it as a double kele, a lower level kele, not a level kele, so here too, we should consider it as a law as two kelim. So melee, even though it is a nekev, higher than even to the nekev, shveras an eight, but up to the nekev, it can become water. So melee, so the lower level has a chalishim kele. So melee, the water pass through the lower level kele, so mainly show the miri, he is chelik. So in other words, the shite of the Rash is like the shite of the Rosh. The shite of the Rash and the Rosh here, mikvois, is like the shite of the Rosh in the Gabin Tazirah. Not like the shite of the smag, the smag and the Rashba. Now, the Rashbo, I don't remember whether I discussed the sheet of the Rashbo then. Now the Rashbo in Sharamayim, maybe I didn't discuss it. The Rashbo in Sharamayim, he is chelik on the sheet of the Rash. And he says that if there is a nekev kishveres an eid, if there is a nekev kishveres an eid, so then it is kosher, it doesn't become a shov. Shove, even if the nekev is very high in the day. And the miri, so that's the Rashbo, just as Ligabin Tlazidai, he says, Ligabin Tlazidai, that it's possible in Tlazidai, even if you pour the water to the nekev, so there it's a chumre, Ligabin Tlazidai. So here the Rashbo in Sharamayim mentions a kule, that if there is a nekev shveras an eight, so mainly it's Mavkia the Shem Kele, even though the Nekev Shveras an eight is very high in the Deifen, and a lot of water could be contained beneath the Nekev, but it's one Kele. So the Nekev Shveras an eight is Mavkia the Shem Kele. Now, the Miri also has the same sheet as the Rashi. Vilomadnu mi mashik osabu. That's in Perek Rivi, in this of Mikvoyes, in the discussion of the Mishnah of Shemitz. So, vilomadnu mashik osabu, lemayo, shekom shenikav kishviferes, afil hoyo kamo mayim limato min hanekev, eini peise, shemikom bokeim, hanekev shekishviferes, hivkiyem tirasbri. So in other words, he is chelik on the sheet of Rash. He is chelik on the sheet of Rash. So in other words, and that's in line with the sheet. So Rabbi from Sefer, he writes, "Peru zeshel Rabbeinu hu meshikos laRashbo b'sharamayim." So this is the sheet of the Rashbo. So what the Shach says is not such a double portion. This is true according to the sheet of the Rash and the Rosh. But it's not true according to the sheet of the Rashbo and the Mir. And it's told in the same Achleikes that is Ligabi Nitrasida. Alright. Now, Nekev Amitare Minitubi. The Haineke Meitzi Zayis, Shehu Poches Mishveres Anit. Besyosef. Ulkamon, Sifmem, Nisboyer, Shiferes Anit Kamon. Vida, Sheshom Nisomoch Kosma Rambam, Hashaki Shebisela. In the Pesach Hamikve, lifi she'eini kli, avo kli shechibre b'sela, Pesach Hamikve, avo kli shechibre b'sid, nok v'lumat matzat yishveres aneid k'sheil, v'yibsel es hamikvat kan l'shem, v'chilik ha-Bes-Yosef. The whole the matzrichos, actually the Bes-Yosef has three terutzim, but the main terutz of the Bes-Yosef, in other words, three terutzim on the apparent stire between the three halochas. In Perikvov Milches Mikvois, Haloche Gimel, he says, Nikvo Milmatom Natsat Shveras Aneit, Ksheiro Bin Pisalis Amikve. In Aloche Dalet, he says, Nok vi nekavantare vi kovi berev so mikvar is a kosher. He doesn't mention shveres an eid nekavantare. And then in Aloche Ches, he again mentions shveres an eid. Hasidati vishabiyam, mi madbim ben, el kini kumi shveres an eid. So there is an apparent stire between these three aloches. So the Bais Yosef has two terutzim, actually three terutzim. But the main terutz is, so he says as follows, v'chileik ha-Bais Yosef, d'ho d'matzri choson, ki shveres aneik, v'lisagalei b'chmeitzi zayis. Now that's not the main terutz of Bais Yosef. So the kashe, the Bais Yosef has the kashe, how is it that he requires in Aloche Gimel, the Rambam requires Shiferes Aneid. In other words, if he installed a keila in the cellar, in the rack, so only if the nekev is Shiferes Aneid, so it's kosher. But if it's smaller than Shiferes Aneid, then it's possible. And in Aloche Dalet, he says, even if it is a nekev kimeitzi zayis, which is much smaller. So, the first teretz of Bais Yosef is, the Hodi Matzli Chosom Shveres Aneid, the reason is why in Aloche Gimel he requires a large neck in Shveres Aneid, V'lisagale B'chmeitzi Zayis, Hayim Shum the Chosom Chiber Akli Bisela Be'edi Sholem. In other words, in Aloche Gimel he has reference to a case where he installs into the rack an unperforated keil. So if at the time when he installs the keli into the rack, it's unperforated, it's not nikuvah, so in order to be machshir it, so you must bore the nekev kishveres aneid. Mashein ki naloche daled, he has reference to a case where first he perforated it, he may bore the nekev in it, and then he installs it. So even if the nekev is less kishveres aneid, it's also machshir. That's the first teretz. Then the second teretz, which is the main teretz of Bais Yosef, then he has his second teretz also. I mean, it's not important, the second teretz. The second teretz, he has three teretz in the Bais Yosef. One teretz is that in Aloche Gimel he has reference to the case where he installed an unperforated nekev. So then we require a bigger nekev, shveres aneid. In Aloche Dalet he has reference to the case where he installed the perforated nekev. So then we require only a smaller nekev. Then his second teretz, he says, then he gives his second teretz that in Aloche Gimel he has reference to a case of a keile that is not mikabel tumi. Let's say kli avoni. What kind of a keile does one usually install in Iraq? A kli adoma. That's what a person is likely to install in Iraq. Not metal, I mean, not cheres, but a kli adomo. So b'meile is not mikabel tumi, since he doesn't have any kabbalas tumi. So there is no special shiur of being mafkia the chalishem kele. So what is mafkia the din kele? Only shveres aneid. Mashein kin aloche daled, he has reference to a kli cheres. Now then he says in the third teretz, he says that we can even say that in Aloche Gimel he also has reference to Ikle Cheres, not only to a Kli Adom, even to Ikle Cheres, but there we require Shveres Aneid because of his special Zere, because in as much as he installed that Kli Cheres in the rack itself, and then people know that suppose you have a natural rack that is open, so then it wouldn't become shalom, it wouldn't be possible. So if we would allow a nekev ki meitzi zayis in a keila that is installed in Iraq, so people would say, because they know that a teich in Iraq is kosher, so they would think if we would allow it a keila that is installed, they would say that generally a kli cheres, so can be kosher if you make a nekev kimeitzi zayis. So because of that, in order they shouldn't be machli, you know, with other kelim. So mimele the Chachomim said that there has to be Kishvach Hatzalah. That's a big day, where do we find this there? But actually, there are two truths. One teretz by the Rosh Yosef is that in Aloche Gimel, the Rambam, in Aloche Gimel, the Rambam has reference to Ekle Adomo, in Aloche Dalet, he has reference to Ekle Cheres, and the second teretz is, that in Aloche Gimel, so he has reference to a case where he installed an unperforated kele, and in Aloche Dalet, he has reference to a case where he installed a perforated kele. All right. So he says, וכן גם בשביל זה לא דמעצה, חוזר משפר סלי, ניסה גם מיצה, איסה, אני פשוט לא סמכים רק לבשר בני שולם, מה שאין כן אוכל, נקר כן שקובי, ובזה מה שכוסו הרב, הרב, ויהי שם, דיבים לכי שפר סלי, צובה לזה מי, דשיט על דרוש, זה דרוש, so he mentions, the מחה, the רמו, mentions the שיט על דרוש, in contrast to the שיט על דרמבה, because the מחה, קפי זה לא של הרמבה, so וזה מה שכוסו הרב, הרב, ויהי שם, ימין מדוקדק, שהראש מתור מהר מקבוע שולם, ואפשר, דבינוקווי בחכים קובי, מיידו לדינו להרמבה. So now what it's like, Kashi is against Ramo. The Ramo says Vyeshen, in other words, that the Shita of the Rosh is really come the Shita of the Mechaba, which is the Shita of the Ramo. But according to the first Teretz of the Bes Yosef, there is no stira between the Shita of the Rosh and the Shita of the Rambam. The Rosh is also agrees with the Rambam. The Rambam agrees with the Rosh. Because when does the Rambam say that Nekev HaMitare is enough, we don't need Shver HaSaneh? That's only if he installs a perforated Kele. And he installs a perforated Kele. But if one installs an unperforated Kele, so then the Rambam himself would require Shver HaSaneh. And the Rosh's reference to a case of an unperforated kele. So what kind? So there is no machlekes according to the first teretz of Bes Yosef between the Rosh and the Rambam. So why does the Rambam say v'yei shemrim diboy nechiv razanei? Not like the Shinas Rambam that you mechaba mentioned. No, according to the first teretz of Bes Yosef, there is no machlekes. We don't have to say there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. If you do, you shall Rosh v'atum ayam yikobu yisholim v'efshem ninok v'akim kovim meyuli dine la Rambam. I will need a Rav Shmuel Kiddush Bibis Yosef. So the simple Teretz is that the Ramo doesn't approve of the first Teretz of Bibis Yosef. But that the Ramo agrees with the second Teretz of Bibis Yosef. In other words, that in Aloche Gimel, the Rambam has reference to Ikli Adomo, in Aloche Dalet, he has reference to Ikli Chet. The also Bikli Avoni Meire, do me the Sheikin, the Shaykh, the Shaykh, the Tayre, Shem Kamu Tume, Iname, Bishaykh, Shemisela Shani. That's the third Teretz that the Bes Yosef mentions. In other words, that where you install a kele in a cellar, in view of the fact that a natural cellar is kosher, even though it has a teich, so mimele the chachomim omach. That's the third evidence. All right. The chim ha-shmuyis ha-Bes Yosef gufi. This fear li-idach shinuyi iki. What do you mean, idach shinuyi? Primarily the second evidence, not the third. The third is a deva. All right. Because of Akela Atu, Vika Rambam Svirai, who you saw the Bukhleheres committed Zayas name in Misehei, Vila Atu Matsu Shveras and Eid, Ligi is Tam, Afrikheres at Kam. So, Umay Kushi or Yishlema, Hatu Mayo Kishubu Shoin, Elamadin Chirik. So, even though the Bes Yosef mentions three Tarutim, but the main Teret, the Bes Yosef himself considers the second Teret. In other words, the distinction between Halacha Gimel and Halacha Dalet is that whereas Halacha Gimel has reference to Klei Adomo, so Halacha Dalet has reference to a Klei Cheres. Elo Badech, u'mikol mokim tzorchim, di mashma nesfir olam chaber, di nekev kol shu nisag e klau minini, u'likamo li sif mem kosav, kli shenikav mishul yeyaf u'likol shu, e nechoshev kli yulif shal amikve, v'efsher, oh, so here's the kasha. Now, let's see how we discussed it. Discuss that there is an apparent stira between Siv Zion and Siv Mem. Because in Siv Zion, he requires a nekev of Nekev Amtare. Nekev Amtare. But Nekev Kolshu is not enough. And he also requires, in addition to the Nekev Amtare, Kvi Moretz. In Siv Mem, whatever he says, Klisha Nika Bishulye, Afil Kolchu in Choshe Klisha Mikve. So even Kolchu, and in Siv Zion, even Bishulye he requires Nekav Amtare. Even Bishulye. And then in Siv Zion, he requires Kovi Boretz too. And here, in Siv Mem, he doesn't require Nekav Amtare, even Kolchu, and not even Kovi Boretz. That's the kasha. So we discussed it. So we said the teretz. We give it teretz. But this is not the teretz that the Shah gives. All right. מכל קום צוחי לי מאש מה בסביר למחה ונקב כל שום ניסג ולכל מיני ולכמה ניסיק מהם כוסה כלי שניקה בישול יפו כל שום יכול שתפלי לסתם מקווה ואפשר דבורו שמכאן הם מלפי מה שכוסה והקי ומכל מוקי אין לי הוקי לעסיס מקווה לך תחילה בכלי כזה וכוסה לאימא ובינה כדי כמה תאר ידיך I mean, what we said is much better. So, because here in Siv Zion, in Siv Zion, so there the Mechaba discusses Tfilah B'Seichei. So you know that to be Mitehu B'Seichei, then there is Aloha that he has to be Mitehu B'Kalke. So it's not enough that he doesn't have Shem Kele. He must be Mitehu B'Kalke. So Mimele, in Nekev Kocho, does not make it into Tfilah B'Kalke. So only Nekev Amtari and Tfilah B'Kalke and everything. Masheinke, over there in Sifmeh, in Sifmeh, he doesn't discuss to you the Seche, Kli Shemika Bishuri Afil Kolchu, in the Choshe Kli Lifsla Mikve. So he discusses the din of Shuvim, in other words, any water that passed through that Kele, that was perforated in the grounds, in the Shalye, with the Nekev of Kolchu, so the water that passed through that Kele does not become Shol. So mainly if that water glides into the mikveh, so it's kosher. But the mitamel in that kele, that you cannot do unless it has a nekev amtare. And I mean, that's certainly the pshat in the mechaber. But the shach did not give the teretz. So apparently the shach assumed that in as much as the mechaber in Sikmem says kli shemita bishuliyeh afil kol shu in choshek kli lifso amikveh. So he says in choshev kli lifsa mikveh. So he has reference to both. First of all, in choshev kli lifsa mikveh, that any water that passes through that kele that is perforated with mashu in the shalye, so it does not become shov. And also that if you manipulate that water should come into that kele, you can be taken in that kele too. So in mele, yes, the kasha. So there is a direct steret. But it's strange as to why the shach didn't give this teretz. So he said, oh, so what kind of teretz does he give? How does he reconcile these two sifim? Because the mechaber in sif mem says, "Umikol mokem in lohokil asis mikve lechatchile." Ulo v'mayim v'mekaze. So in other words, so he mentions in sif mem another shita, even though it's mashma from mechaber's loshim that it's not mikra adin. He says that it's kosher. So the mechaber here, when he requires nekav amtari, so it's in accordance with the mikol mokim in lohokim. So in other words, when the mechaber here says minok v'nekav amtari and mikovim boretz, that's only lechatchile. But the eved even without kovim boretz and without nekav amtari, just mash. I mean, that's strange. I mean, it seems more reasonable to say that the mechaber in Sifmem discusses the psul of shuvim. When here he discusses Tfilah B'Seichei, so the Shach himself says V'Deich Harizik Kosher Af Lahad Lo B'Seichei. Of course, this is Siv Zayin. So when he says Kosher, he means even Lahad Lo B'Seichei, but in Siv Mem not. So it's strange just why the Shach doesn't give that teretz. But that seems to be the obvious teretz on the parents still. All right. We'll have within 5 minutes we want to start the show.
Where's the Rambam sheet by Shomet Yehu that by we're mechalik between the
should start at 9:30 and then the second shiur at 11:00 around 11:00. Alright, now we left off by Simen Ches, Mayim Shem Kaleach Lesechkui. Now, we discussed the stire between the Mechaber's Psak in Siv Zayin and Mechaber's Psak in Siv Mem. And Rabbi Kiriger has that kashi. And I mean, not only Rabbi Kiriger, I mean, the Shach has that kashi. But the Shach says, ואפשר דבורוב שלקם עם מלפי מה שכוסף שום, כן, מכל מוקים מין להוקי לעסס מכלך תחיל לדחלי כזה. ורוצה לא עם מלפינו כנקב המתאר, ומדי אחד. So the Shach himself says that this is the אחד. But we mentioned a very simple teretz. A very simple teretz, and I think that the Rabbi Kiveya on the Chuvah says that. I think so, I'm not sure. So, but anyway, that's the obvious teretz. And that's stira. Now, the stira consists of the fact that whereas in Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says that we, in order to be kosher, so there has to be Nekev Amtare, and Kriya Boretz. So in Siv Mem, he says, Kli Shenikav Bishulye, Afilu Kolchu, in Choshev Kli Lipsel Samikva. And here in Siv Zayin, he says, Nekev Amtare, even if it's Bishulye. That's one stir. Then the other kasha is, over here he requires, in addition to Nekev Amtare, also Kriya Boretz. And over there he doesn't even mention Kriya Boretz. So the Shach has that kasha. So the Shach says that when the Mechaber says in Sif Mem, Umikomo kenei mohokil asis miku lechatchile, so that second loshin, inei mohokil asis miku lechatchile, not the second loshin that he says lechatchile not, he means only if it has a nekev amtar. So that's in accordance with the psak in Sif Zayin. But then it should follow that when the Mechaber in Siv Zayin requires Nekev Amtare, it's only Lechatchile. It's not mashma like that. It's mashma even the Eved if it's less than the Nekev Amtare. If the Nekev is smaller than the Nekev Amtare, it's not kosher. So it's a day, so the Shach himself realizes it's there. But the plain teretz is that, in accordance with what Reb Chaim says on the Rambam, because the psul of Shur show only depends upon the fact that it has a Chalishem Keil. So Mimele, in the Shulayim, if there is a Nekev Mashu, so it cannot contain any water, so it's not considered, it does not have a Chalishem Klei Kibul. What is a Klei Kibul? In order to become Shov, in order to become Posel Mitzat Shov, it has to have a Chalishem Klei Kibul. When does it have a Chalishem Klei Kibul? If it is capable of containing water. But if it has a nekev mashu, and through that nekev, so all the water will leak out. So it's not a klikibul. So it's not show. Masheikin ligabi tvila bisechei. So the fact that it doesn't have a chalishem keli is not enough. You have to be table bikarki. So that's why in Siv Zayin, the Rambam, the Mechaber, discusses Tvila B'Seichei. V'oso Mikveh. That means he made that Kele, that Chovyes. He installed it into the Karka, he made a Nekev. So he made a Nekev, then he installed it in the Karka. He made it into a Mikveh. So he's dealing with Tvila B'Seichei. So, first of all, Nekev Mashu, even the Shalayim, is not enough. It has to be Nekev Amitare. And secondly, it has to be clear because Masheikin is if maybe discusses the psul of Shov, that the water that goes through that Kele, that has a Nekev in the Shalayim, should become possible with a Shov. So even if it has a Nekev Mashu in the Shalayim, so it does not become Shov. Then he mentions another Shite, and the Mechaber is only Machmir that Lechatchile. But not the Eved. Masheikin Gabitrilo, we say, even the Eved, it's possible. Right? That's the. There's the plain text. Now, we discussed, when we learned the Mishnayos, so we discussed the various shittes about the psul of Shov. And that's told in the Pshat in the Mishnah. In the Pshat in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, that Peridalet Mishnah Hei, he says, Nikvo milmato, uy minatzad, v'nichilu lekabel mayim kol sheim ischeo. What does it mean? It's not show. Then the Mishnah continues, v'chamo yiyye v'nekev, k'shver azanei. Omer abhile ben psere, ma'ise v'shigesyeyu shoy iso perushalayim, vo iso nikuvo k'shver azanei, vo hoyu kol atare shedorushalayim nazis al kabo, v'sholcho b'shama yu pochsuo, shebishama yimri ma shiyif chiso ubo. So then the Rash says that this Mishnah can be can be explained in two ways. We pointed out at that time that actually, according to the Rash, so there are three different pshatim in the Mishnah. I mean, in accordance with the three different shittas of Tanoim. As we said, so the Rash says that the pashtus haloshon of the Mishnah is that when the Mishnah says v'chamo yiyeh b'neked ki shveres aneid, so it has reference to shuvim, because the Mishnah, the ratio of the Mishnah certainly deals with shuvim, not liyim tefila b'seichel. So memele, when the Mishnah says nitvo milmato min atzad v'yichil kabel mayim kol shei, is kshel. So that is reference, this clause of nitvo milmato min atzad v'yichil kabel mayim kol shei is kshel. So it has reference to the psul of shuvim. And to the psul of shuvim. But then the Mishnah continues and says, v'chamo yi b'nekev shveres aneid. So the pashtes, loshna Mishnah, is that v'chamo yi b'nekev shveres aneid, also that it has reference to shuvim. In other words, that even if there is a nekev nomad, and om natzat v'nichil l'kabul mayim, so it's only kosher if the nekev is as large as shveres aneid. But suppose the nekev in the shalayim itself is smaller than shveres aneid, then it's still possible. So any water that goes through that kele, that shekes, so is possible. That's the pashtus haloshon of the Mishnah. But so memele, if that is the pshat, so we have to say that Omar Rabbi Yehuda b'mseira ma'ase b'shekesim u'sheisa b'yerushalayim v'zinkoi shveres aneid, so also deals with the psul of shuvim. But the Gemara in Yevomes daftezayin, so says that applies this ma'aseh b'shekesiyu to eruv mikvoes, not regabish the psul of shuvim. So he says, so the Gemara in Yevomes holds that v'chamo yiyeh b'nekev does not modify the previous clause of nikvo milmato natzad v'nechil l'kabu mayim kol shem kshero. But it starts anew in yet. In other words, up to v'chamo yiyeh b'nekev, the Mishnah discusses shuvim. Now the Mishnah starts discussing something else. V'chamo yiyeh b'nekev. Let's say if you have a sheikes, and the sheikes adjoins the mikveh, the mayim, and there is a nekev in the sheikes. So how large must the nekev in the sheikes be in order to be married the mayim in the mikveh, in the mayon, and the mayim in the sheikes? Kishveres aneid. So it's only gabi. So according to the Mishnah, according to the Morim in Yevomes, v'chamo yiyeh b'nekev shveres aneid deals with eruv mikvoes, not with shuvim. So then the Mishnah is saying two separate halachas. Vis-a-vis shuvim, so it becomes kosher, the sheikes becomes kosher, so that it wouldn't passel any mayim that come through it as shuvim, even with the nekev of kolshu, with the nekev of kolshu in the shulayim, or a nekev of kolshu minatzad, but lo minatzad, so that it couldn't be mikayim mayim kol shein beneath the nekev. So in both situations, it's kshero, and it doesn't passel the mayim that run through the sheikes on the score of shuvim. Then, vis-a-vis eruv mikvoes. So in order to be marim mikvoes, to be marim the mayim the sheikes, and the mayim the mayon, the mayim the mikveh, then the nekev must be kishveres aneid. But then we discussed it. Then he mentions the machlekes in Tisefte, and we pointed out at that time that according to the Rash, and that this is Yontef says that. So there are three different shittes tanoim in the Tisefte. Three different shittes tanoim in the Tisefte. I mean, the Loshna Tisefte is קסטל אין המחלק מים בכוח. אם הוא יונוקוב כשפר הסנאיד עם פייסל סמיק. ואם לאו פייסל סמיק. So in other words, there's a tanekam. Halokhe zu olu olu bni asi sholi shalim kovim. Liyav. So then, the regal shlishi yichshiru alon afilu nokov kemachet. So far we have two shittas tanoi. The shita of the tanekame, is that only that vis-a-vis shurim itself. So only nekev kishveres aneid is machshir, the kele. So that any mayim that run through it will not become shor. Even if the nekev is in the shalayim, but if the nekev is less than shveres aneid, so any water that passed through it even for a moment becomes shor. Even if it's in the shalayim. There's the shittah tanekam. And then there is the shite of the Chachmei Yavne, l'regel shlishi, hichshiru lohen, afilu nokav kemachet. Omer Blazer Rabbi Yisi, haloche zu hoireisi bereimi litar. So that's Rabbi Blazer Rabbi Yisi, and Rabbi Blazer Rabbi Yisi says, even if it's in ekev mashu kemachet, bein in the shalayim, bein min atzad, but lo min atzad. In other words, not high in the Deifen, but low in the Deifen, so that no water could be contained beneath the Nekev. So, a Nekev Mashu is Machshiret Mitzachu. There's the second Shite. And then, the Shite of the Chaverim of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yisi. The Chaverim of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yisi. Yofi Reiso, but with modifications. Bamed Vorim in Atzad, כל זה מדברי חברות, שאומר ליופי הורי סביד, באמת דבר מהמורים שפה יסו בנקב, כי מלאים לחת השבר סנאיד, נעצת. אבל אם הנקב בשולי הקסטל מלמטו, אין לי פייסה לסמיק, בנקב כולי מחת. So according to the חברות of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yisi, so according to the חברות of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yisi, there is a distinction between שוליים and in the Deifen, even very low in the Deifen. Very low in the Deifen. What is the difference? So Ravel, we have to explain it the way Ravel says. I mean, the Mishnah Achene explains it on the basis of the Rabban, but the better pshat is the way Ravel explains it. But that's the shite of the Chaveirov of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yisi, not Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yisi himself. So according to the Chaveirov of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yisi, so if the Nekev is in the Shalayim Mamesh, so then, even in Nekev Mashu, is Machshir, the Kele, in regard to Shuvim. So then, any water that passes through that Kele, that has a Nekev Mashu in the Shalayim itself, is not Shuv. But if the Nekev is in the Deifen, but low in the Deifen, so then, it all depends. If the Nekev that is low in the Deifen, so, is large as Shveres Aneid, then any water that passed through that kele is natural. But if it's less shveres aneid, so even though it's more than kemachat, so then it's still the water that passed through that kele become shov. This is the shita of the Rashi. That's probably the shita of the Rosh also. So now, and the Tisis Yontef points out that according to Tanekame, according to Tanekame, so only in Nekev or Kishishveres Aneid, it removes the psul of Shuvim for the water that can pass through it. So even in the Shalayim, only Nekev Shveres Aneid will be Machshir the Mayim that passed through that Kele. So Mimele, that Tanekame of the Tisefte will have to explain the Mishnah like the Sugi Yivomes. According to the Sugi Yivomes, so the Pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. Upeisel Samik, Nikubu Milmato Milatzad, V'nichil Likabu Mayim Kol Sheim, Kshayro. Kshayro. So that means in Nekev Mashu. I mean, that's not the Tanekame, I'm sorry, that's not the Tanekame. The Gemara in Yivomes is like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yisi. So according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yezi, the Pshat in the Mishnah is, and that's in accordance with the Suryan Yevomes. So the Pshat when the Mishnah says, Nikubu Mumato, Minatzad, Nichel Kalbaim, Kol Shein, Shero, Ibn Nekev Mash, is Machshir and Satyu. Then the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Yichama Yinekev Shverazaneit, the Mishnah starts discussing here on Mikvoyes. Every voice. So that's in accordance with the Shita Vomas of Rabbi Yezi, and it is in accordance with the Sugiyin Vomas. Then according to the Tanakhame of the Tisefte, so when the Mishnah says, V'chamo yibnekesh v'rasaneit, it's not like the Sugiyin Vomas that it starts discussing another Inyan. But V'chamo yibnekesh v'rasaneit, so it discusses Shuvi. And that means that Bain, if the Nekef is Mdishalai Mamesh, Bain, if the Nekef is Mnatzad, so when does it eliminate the Psul of Shuvim? Only the Nekef Shverasanit. That's in accordance with Tanakam of the Sefti. And then, according to the Chaver of Rabbezam Rabbi Yisi, so the Mishneh, when the Mishneh says, it has reference to Shuvim, but it doesn't have reference to Shulayim and Bnatzat, but only to Bnatzat, because the previous clause discussed two kinds of Nikovim, a Nekev Nishulayim, a Nekev Natzat. So, Vichamo Yibnekev, in the case where the Nekev is Natzat, Kishverazaneit, but in the case then it eliminates the Psul of Shuvim. But if the Nekev is in the Shulayim Mamesh, so even if the Nekev is Mash. So these are the three Pshotim, according to the Rash, and according to the Rosh. Alright. Now, according to the Rashite, it's mistaber that even though there are three Tanoim, Tanekamer, Bezer Rabbi Yisi, and Chavirov, Bezer Rabbi Yisi, but La Aloche, we should pasken like the Tane in accordance with him, the Sugye Yivomes goes. Now, so that the Sugye Yivomes conforms to the Shite of Rabbi Yisi. Conforms the Shita of Rabbi Yisi. So Memele, according to the Rash, so then it should, the Psak Halacha should be, the, in other words, that it like our Rabbi Yisi. And according to Rabbi Yisi, so insofar as the Psul of Shuvim is concerned, so the Psul of Shuvim is eliminated by Nekev of Mashu in the Shalayim or in the Deifen, very low in the Deifen. Now, suppose there is a Nekev that is very high in the Deifen, so then the Rashi is, if the Nekev is very high in the Deifen, so then the Rashi is that even if it's larger than Shverasaneid, there is still the Psul of Shuvim. Why? Because, so we explained it, because in accordance with the Shite of the Rosh, and the two mentions in Simen Kuf Nuntes, in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, now you cannot be Teveil, you cannot be Netil Yadayim from a Kele that has a Sheva, that has a Nekev. Now, so the Shite of the Rosh is, and that's the Psak of the two and of the Mechaber in Netilas Yadayim. The two mentions the Shita of the Smag that is Chilik on the Rosh, but the two himself paskens like the Shita of the Rosh. The Shita of the Rosh is that if someone has, let's say, a Kele, and in the Kele there is a Nekev, so he cannot be Teveil for the mouth of the Kele. But he can pour the water, not table, I mean he can be nateless yodov, through the Nekev itself. So what is the Shita of the Rosh? That if a Kele has a Nekev high in the Dayfen, so then it's considered like a double Kehle. Is an upper level Kehle and the lower level Kehle. So the neck, so which Kehle is a Kehle Shavu? The upper level Kehle is a Kehle Shavu. But the lower level Kehle is not a Kehle Shavu. So Mimele, if you are made to be a dying through the mouth of the Kehle, then the Nitilas Yadayim is not good. But if you pour the water to the neck, so that means you are natal, you're dying through the lower level Kehle, not to the upper level Kehle. So there is no Sheva, there is no Nekev in the lower level Kehle, only in the upper level Kehle. Only in the upper level Kehle. The Hashbo, the Smak, is Chelik. And he says that if a Kehle has a Nekev, so even though the Nekev is high in the Deifen, and a Revis can be contained beneath the Nekev of the Kehle, and even if you pour the water on your hands through the Nekev, so it's still the Nitilas Yadayim is not good. Why? So the Shita of the Rashbo, the Shita of the Rashbo, and the Shita of the Rashbo, and of the Smakis, the Shita of the Rashbo and the Smakis, that we don't divide it into two Kehle, an upper level Kehle and a lower level Kehle. We don't divide it. It's one Kehle. So Mimele, it doesn't make any difference how you pour the water on your hands. Whether you pour the water on your hands through the piakli, or you pour the water on your hands through the neck. In either case, so the Nitila is no good. Because it's not considered as a double Kehle, an upper level Kehle and a lower level Kehle. It's one Kehle. So that Kehle has a Shever. So Mimele, it's possible the Nitila should die. The Groh in Simen Kuf Nun Tes in Erechaim agrees with the Shita of the Rashi. Agrees with the Shita of the Rashi. So Mimele, now, at that time, I want to make a correction on what I said the previous time. Well, I have the impression that I said that as pshat in the Groh, as pshat in the Groh, when the Groh has a different gears in it, he said. So he has vim laf peisles a mikve, v'amedvor mamur min atzad, avol milmato in peisles a mikve, halochezu olu 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 neyazi gimu rikol liyavni, gimu rikshiru, afilu nokav kemachat, אומר בלזם רבי איסי הלוך הזו ירסי ברי מליטרוך שבו עשי אצל חבר יום ליופי הריסו ואם הוא יום יקבל כלשהו מן הנקב ולמטו פייס לסם מקווה. So at that time, even though the Shita Sagro is not very clear from his Gersa, but because of the Bil Agro in Simen Kuf Nun Tes, and there he agrees with the Shita of the Rashbo, and the Rashbo happens to be Chelek, the Rashbo in Shara Mayim, happens to be Chelek, I don't remember whether I mentioned that when we learned the Mishnayos. So the Rashbo in the Shara Mayim, so he's Chelek on the Rash, because according to the Rash, in explaining this Disefte of the Chaverim, of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, who distinguish between the Chaverim of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, so they distinguish between a nekev in the shalayim itself and the nekev in the tzad, very low in the tzad, so that it cannot be mikabel any mayim beneath the nekev. So according to the Rashbos, according to the Rash pshat in the chaverov of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, so we have three different situations. One situation is if the nekev is in the shalayim mamish, so then it eliminates the psul of shov, even if the nekev is mashu. The second situation is if the nekev is in the Deifen, but very low in the Deifen, let's say right here. So it couldn't contain any water. It couldn't contain any water. So then only if the nekev is kishveras aneid, so the psul of shuvim is eliminated. And then the third situation is if the nekev is very high in the Deifen, so that it could contain what substantial quantity of water beneath the nekev. So then the psul of shuvim is never eliminated. It doesn't make any difference how large the nekev is. If the nekev is high in the deifen and there is what it could contain water beneath the nekev, so then any water that goes through that kele becomes shov. Becomes shov. In other words, why? So the shita of the Rash is in accordance with the shita of the Rosh in Hilchas Nitilas Yadayim. What's the shita of the Rosh and the Tur in Hilchas Nitilas Yadayim? That if you have a kele that is a kele, and you have a nekev in that kele, high in the Deifen, in other words, so high that it could contain a reviz mayim beneath the nekev, so then you could pour water on your hand through the nekev, not through the mouth of the kele, but through the nekev, yes. So what is the shita of the Rosh? In the Tilsi Daim, Simkuf Nitez, the shita of the Rosh in the Tur, that when a nekev, when a kele has a nekev, high in the Deifen, so that it can contain a substantial quantity of water beneath the Nekev, so then Al-Kedin is treated as a double Kele, as an upper level Kele and as a lower level Kele. So Mele, the lower level Kele has no Nekev, is not a Sheva Kele, is not a Klishovo. The upper level Kele is a Klishovo. So Mele, it all depends how you. The time is that when there is a nekev high in the Deifen, then it's considered al-Kedin as a double kele, an upper level kele and a lower level kele. The Rashbo is chayit there legabin tilas yadayim. So his shita, the shita of the Rashbo is, it's not considered as a double kele. It's considered as one kele. So memele, even if you pour the water on your hands for the nekev, it's the Nitilas Yadayim is not good. So the Rashbo, according to Rashbo, we are machmir in Nitilas Yadayim. Now, so the same Rashbo who ligabe Nitilas Yadayim is machmir. So ligabe mikvoye is ligabe shuvim. He is mekil, and he says he is chelik on the Rash. According to the Rash, so the tisefte. So the Chavirim of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yehesi is saying that it's after that if the nekev is low in the deifen of the kele, then the psul of shuvim is only eliminated if it is as large as shveras aneid. But if the nekev is high in the deifen, then even if the nekev is large, is as large as shveras aneid, and even if it's larger than shveras aneid, so it is still possible mitzachuvim. So according to the Rash, we have ligabi shuvim mechumre. But according to the Rashbo, so he mentions a chumre ligabi tilas yadayim, but ligabi shuvim nishar amayim he mentions a kule. And he says that according to the tisefte distinguishes between a nekev that is low in the deifen and the nekev that is high in the deifen. So the pshat with the sefte is, if the nekev is low in the deifen, so then even a nekev mashu, even a nekev mashu will eliminate the psul of shuvim. But if the nekev is high in the deifen, if the nekev is high in the deifen, so then a nekev mashu will not eliminate the psul of shuvim, will not eliminate the psul of shuvim, but a nekev kishveras aneid will eliminate the psul of shuvim, will eliminate the psul of shuvim, even though it's high in the day. This is what the Rashbo says in the Sharamai, and the Miri also mentions that shita. I don't remember whether I mentioned that when he learned the Mishnayos. So the Miri says as follows. He says, והוא יישא מיקום וכשבר הסנאית, והוא יהיו כל תארי שבירושלים, נעשו על גבו, רוצה להם אשר יתב לי ומדביר לי בשיחו, על מי שאיסי נקף, הוא ימפקיע מתירס לי, והרי על כל פונים לשיטה זו, אתה צורך להימא, שמן הנקף ולמטו הוא יערבו עם סוף, ואף על פי כן, אין תירס לי עולו, ונמצא, תבל, בשיח הכלי, שכל שיום מקווה שבין למטו מן הנקף, הוא יובלני שבו, מים שבו על דיודו, שהנקף מפקיע מתרס כלי, שללעוסיס מים שבישובים מצד הכלי. So the Miri says that the nekev, in other words, the sheikas here was Yerushalayim. So there was a nekev kishveras aneit, but the nekev kishveras aneit, so we required there, dachti large nekev kishveras aneit. So that eliminated the psul of shuvim. So he says, the reason is why the Chachomim required a large nekev kishveras aneit in order to eliminate the psul of shuvim was because the nekev was very high in the defen, and beneath the nekev, it could contain aboim so. It could contain aboim so. So that's the reason as to why we required a large nekev. Mashenke, if the nekev had been in very low in the defen, so then we wouldn't require a nekev is large kishveras aneit. Even a nekev mashu would eliminate the psul of shuvim. In other words, that's in accordance with the shita of the Rashba in Netilas Yadayim. But in Netilas Yadayim it's a chumre, because the shita of the Rashba regarding Netilas Yadayim is that we don't separate the same kli into a lower level kele and to an upper level kele, so it's one kele. So memele the shem kele is boka. Even though the nekev is high in the daven, it could contain aboim so. But if there is a nekev kishishveres aneid, so then the shem kele is poka, it's one kele, it's not a double kele. There is no upper level and lower level. Since there is a nekev kishveres aneid, so the shem kele is poka, so any mayim that enter through it does not become shalom. Even if aboim so mayim will pass through it, and then so they do not become shalom. They do not go, because the shemkele is book. What I want to correct is at that time when we discussed the girsa of the gro, I remember that I said that according to the gro's girsa, So the Gro is chilek on the Rash. In other words, according to the Rash, Pshat, in the Chaviro of Apollezim Rabbi Yisi, so if the Nekev is low in the Deifen, then we require a Nekev Shveres Aneit. Otherwise, if it's smaller than Shveres Aneit, so the Psul of Shuvim applies. And if it's high in the Deifen, so no Nekev will eliminate the Psul of Shuvim. So I said, according to the Gro, it's just the other way around. If it is low in the Deifen, if my nekev mashu will eliminate the psul of shuvim, and if it's high in the deifen, so a nekev mashu will not eliminate the psul of shuvim, but only a nekev shveres aneit. That would mean that according to the gro, that the gro shita is like the shita of the Rashba in Sharamai. And why did I say that pshat in the Gro? Because the Gro in Netilas Yadayim happens to agree with the shita of the Rashba. But even though the girsa of the Gro lends itself to that pshat, but the Peirush HaGro says the reverse. Unless we are going to say we are going to make a correction in the lashon of the Peirush HaGro, but that's not the proper approach. Now, I just want to mention the girsa of the Gro. There is the Agoyes HaGro and there is the Beir HaGro. So, let me just mention the Agoyes HaGro. Kastelin Perik Dalet of the Tisefte Mikvoyes. Haloche Dalet. Kastelin Hamachlik Mayim Mikroche. Im Oyonokov Kishveres Aneid Im Peiseles HaMikve. Vim Lav Peiseles HaMikve. Haloche Zu Olulo, no, oh, so then there is the Agoyes HaGro. There is the Agoyes HaGro. Vim lav nokov kishveres aneid in peizles hamikve. Vim lav peizles hamikve. Vim hoyo mikabe. Kol shu min hanekev olimato peizles hamikve. Peizles hamikve. In other words, if it's mikabe, So you could explain the call that what it means is because first he said that it is it passes the mikveh only if it's less than shverasanit. If it's less than shverasanit, but if it is less than shverasanit, in other words, if it is kishverasanit, so then it passes. If it is less than shverasanit, then it passes the mikveh. That's the loshi of the Tisefte. Tasla ma'achlik ma'im mikochim, imo yonokil kishveres ha'neid, ein pesel ha'mikveh. Vim lav pesel ha'mikveh. So when does it pass on the mikveh? If the nekev is small, less than 10 kishveres ha'neid. Now, since according to Agoyes Agro, the Tisefte continues and says, vimo yomikabel kolchu, min ha'nekev olimato, pesel ha'mikveh, so that means that when do we say that if the nekev is less than shiferes aneid, so it's based on the mikveh only if it, in addition, it is mikabel kolshu min hanekev ulmato. But if it's not mikabel kolshu min hanekev ulmato, so then it does not pass on the mikveh, even though it's less shiferes aneid. This is how we explain it, and that's from the Loshon Dagoyes Agro. It's mashma that way, and I explain it that way because of the fact that the Bir Agro in Simen Kufin Tes in Erechayim happens to agree that she is a Rashba. So Memele, this kind of interpretation not only lends itself to the Loshon of the Gro in the Agoyes Agro, but it conforms to the longness of the Gro in Simen Kufin Tes. In other words, and it certainly lends itself to the Loshon of the Agoyes Agro, because the Loshon of the Sefte according to Agoyes Agro is as follows. Kastel in Hamachlik Maim Mikrochim. Imo yonokov kishveres aneid, ein peisles ha-mikveh. Vim lav, peisles ha-mikveh. So when does it pass the mikveh? It passes the mikveh only if the nekev is small. Small means less than shveres aneid. And then the Agoyes Agro says that now the Loshon of the Sefter reads as follows. Vim oyo mikabel kolshu min ha-nekev ulimato, peisles ha-mikveh. So that means when do we say that if the nekev is small, less than shveres aneid, so it passes the mikveh only if the nekev is very low. It is small, it's less than shveres aneid, and it is very low in the deifen. So, yeah, and it's not very low in the deifen. In other words, if it is mikabel kol shum nekev lomato, it's relatively high in the deifen. Now, in that situation, in other words, if the nekev is small, and in addition, it's relatively high in the deifen, it's mikabel kol shum min hanekev ulamato, then it passes the mikveh. In other words, if the nekev is small and the nekev is mikabel kol shum min hanekev ulamato, that means relatively high in the deifen, it's small, the nekev itself is small, and it's relatively situated, relatively high in the deifen, then it passes the mikveh. So if that is the pshat, so then the Gro is chilek on the Rash, and the Gro is in agreement with the Shita of the Rashba, and that will conform to the Shita's Agro in Simen Kufnun Tes. This is how I mentioned the name of the Gro. But the Bir Agro says something else. V'moyim mikabel kolshu pirish koye ayim yesh b'nekev natzat da'afilu imoyim nokuf kishveres aneid name pos. So I said there must be a mistake in the Bir Agro. But why should we say there is a mistake in the Bir Agro? So in other words, so the Pshat the Agoyes Agro is not when the Agoyes Agro reads in the Tisefte, Vimoy Mikabel Koshu Minanekev Ulimato Peisles HaMikveh. He doesn't mean in the when it passes the mikveh only when the nekev is small, and the nekev is small, less than Shveres HaNeid, and it's relatively high. But the pshat in the mikabel kol shu, his means a koye ayim yesh b'nekev natzat da'afilu imoyo kishveres aneid name pos. So on the contrary, so from the Bir Agro it's mashma, even though he has a different girsa in the Tisefte, but from the Bir Agro it's mashma that the end result is the same, like the shita of the Rash, Oh, so then, so that means, according to the Birakro, so the Shite of the Gro, according to the Birakro, so the Shite of the Gro conforms the Shite of the Rash. In other words, that when do we say that the Nekev Kishveres Aneit eliminates the Psul of Shov only if the Nekev is low in the David. But if the Nekev is high in the David, so no Nekev in the world eliminates the Psul of Shov. That's in accordance with the Shita of the Rash. So then, in other words, that means that the Shita of the Gro here in Mikvois, the Shita of the Gro here in Mikvois is like the Shita of the Rash and the Rosh, that when there is a Nekev high in the Deifen, and it can be Mikabel Mayim, beneath the Nekev, so then it's considered like a double Kele, an upper level Kele and a lower level Kele. So, if it is considered as an apathy, so Mimele, suppose you have a big Nekev in this Kele, very high in the David, and it can be Mikabel a lot of water. It can be Mikabel water beneath the Nekev. So then, even if the Nekev is Kishveres Aneid or larger than Kishveres Aneid, it will still, so the Psul of Shuvim will apply. That's like the Shit of the Rash. But how can that be reconciled then with the Shita of the Gro in Hilchas Mitilas Yadayim, in Simin Kuf Nun Tes, where the Gro appears to be machria like the Shita of the Rashba, that if you have a Kele that has a Nekev, so then you cannot use it for Mitilas Yadayim, even if you pour the water on your hands to the Nekev. So that means that we don't consider it as a double Kele. And we consider it as one Kele. So if we consider it as in one Kele, so how can the Gro say that if the Nekev is high in the Deifen, and it can be Mikabel, Mayim, beneath the Nekev, so then any Mayim that goes through that Kele is possible Mitzachuvim, even if the Nekev, high in the Deifen, is larger than Shveres Aneid. But it's one Kele, so it should be Mafkia Neshem Kele. Well, that was the reason as to why I explained the Bir Agro, so that the Bir Agro, the Amin Agro is Agro, would be in accordance with the Shita of the Rashba and the Mir. But the Gro in the Bir Agro, he doesn't explain it that way. Even though the Loshin in the Agro is Agro lends himself to that interpretation, but he doesn't explain it that way. So I'm correcting what I said in regard to the Shita Agro. In other words, I said at that time that the Shita Agro is like the Rashba in Sharamayim, not like the Rash, but it appears that the Shita Agro in connection with Mikvois, with Shuvim, is like the Shita Rash. But, so then there is a stira between the Gro Shita in Simen Kuf Nites Legabe Nitilas Yadayim, where he appears to be saying that when there is a Nekev high in the Deifen, so it cannot be used for Netilas Yadayim, even if you pour the water to the Nekev. Why? Because it's not considered as a double Kele, it's considered as one Kele. Now, if it's considered as one Kele, so then it should follow that if there is a Nekev Kishveres Aneid in the Kele, so then it should eliminate the Psul of Shuvim, even if the Nekev is high in the Deifen. And he says that if the Nekev is high in the Deifen, so then the Psul of Shuvim is never eliminated. So we have to distinguish Nitilas Yadayim from the Psul of Shuvim. Because in regard to Nitilas Yadayim, so it's true that in regard to Nitilas Yadayim, the Shita of the Gro is that if there is a Nekev, high in the Deifen, so it's still don't consider it as a double Kele. It's one Kele. Because Ligabi Nitilas Yadayim, it is necessary that it should have the Chshives of the Kele. In other words, so the Din of Kele and Ligabi Nitilas Yadayim, so the Shiurim that apply Ligabi Kabbalah Stume have significance, have relevance. Why? Because, as I mentioned many times, Ligabi Shov. So the Chalishem Kli Tashmish is not important, Ligabi Shov. Ligabi Shov, you see that Ligabi Shov, even if water passed through a Kli Glorim or Kli Adomo that is not Mikabel Tumeh, so still it is So it becomes Shovav. But it's not Mikabel Tume. The answer is, Ligabi Kabbalah Stume, so the important Shem Kele is Klitashish. Some Mele, they only have Halochas, that a Klei Cheres, a Klei Matres, a Klei Eitz is Mikabel Tume, Hesch Shives, and the Klei Gloli, Miklei Adomo is not Mikabel Tume. Masha'im Kele Gabel Shov, it depends upon the Shem, the Halei Shem Klei Kibu, whether it can be used as a container of water, as a container for water, or not. Not whether it has a Chalei Shem Klei Tashish. That's important, Ligabe Kabbalah Stume. Not Ligabe Shuvim. Because in connection with Shuvim, the important thing is whether it can be used as a kibum, as a container, as a receptacle. You see, the best raya is, you see, according to certain Tanoim, according to Rav Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, and even the Chavirov of Rav Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, so if the Nekev is in the Shalayim itself, so then even a Nekev of Mashu eliminates the Psul of Shuvim. A Nekev of Mashu, Ligabi Kabbalah Stume, a Nekev of Mashu is not Mafkia the Chalei Shem Kele. Let's say Nikli Matres or Nikli Cheres. If there is a Nekev of Mashu, Kimeitzi Mashke. So that's not Mafkia Kabbalah Stume. Because over there, the important thing is Chalei Shem Klei Tashmish. So even though there is a Nekev in Mashu, but it still has the chshives of a klei tashmish. All right, you cannot use it for keeping water, but you can use it for keeping peiros in it, salad foods. Masha'im kele gabei shuvim, the important shem is not klei tashmish, but chalei shem klei kibum. So if it has a nekev mashu in the shalayim, so all the water will leak out, unless you plug it with a rag. But if you don't plug it, so all the water will leak out. Through the neck of Mashu. So Memele does not have a Chalei Shem Klei Kibum. So vis-a-vis Shuvim, the important question is it a Klei Kibum or not? Not whether it has a Chshives of a Klei Tashmish or not. So Memele, in Basheinkin, in regard to the Tilas Yodayim, so there, the fact that it does not have a Chalei Shem Kele is important. So, in vis-a-vis Nitilas Yadayim, the Shitas Agro is, that even though the Nekev is relatively high in the Neven, and the Kele can contain a Revi Ismail. Beneath the Nekev, so that Kele cannot be used for Nitilas Yadayim, even if you pour the water through the Nekev. Why? Because Ligabi Nitilas Yadayim will require a kele that has the chshives of a kele that has a chalei shem klei tashmish, and so the dinim of nitilas yadayim depend upon the dinim of kabbalah stume, and vis-a-vis kabbalah stume the shita of the kroy is that if there is a nekev in the kele high in the daven, we cannot split the kele. Divide the kele into two kele, into an upper level kele and into a lower level kele. It's one kele. So since there is a nekev, so in the kele, so mele you cannot use it for nitilas yadayim even if you pour the water through the nekev, because it's one kele. And if it's one kele, so that means it's a sheva kele. Insofar as the chalei shem klei tashmish is concerned, so it's not considered as a double kele. Upper level kele, lower level kele, there is a nekev in there. Upper level kele, there is no nekev in the lower level kele. There's the sheet of the Rosh and the Tur. But the sheet of the Gro is like the Rajbo and the Smak, that it's one kele. So in mele, there is a shever in the kele. So it cannot be used for Nitilas Yadayim. Mashe kein li gabei. The psul of Shov, so there it doesn't matter whether it has a chalei shem kele in regard to tume, whether it's a functioning kele or not, whether it's a klei tashmish or not. The question is it a beis kibul or it's not a beis kibul? Can it be used as a receptacle, as a container for water or not? So mimele. If the nekev is high in the daven, and beneath the nekev it could be used as a container for water, so mimele, So the mele, that keli is a klei kibble. If it's a klei kibble, so any water that passes through it is possible with such a. So this is what I want to make the correction. Because I said at that time that the shittes agro in regard to shuvim is like the shittes arajbo. But it's not like the shittes arajbo. Even though the lotion of the gross girls and the sefte lends itself to that interpretation, but the gro doesn't explain it at all. Doesn't explain it. All right. Now, Sifches, Mayim Shem Kaleach Lesechli, Posel Litveil, Bein Mi Mayim Shem Sechakli, Bein Leacha Shuyotso Makli, Vima Mayim Mi Kaleach Osvasakli, Uli Seichei, Teichakli Osa Lidobe, Vichutso Leimuta, Afilu Ima Mayim Shem Sechakli Mirubi, That's the mission. That's the mission of Sheikis, in Perikei. All right, now, I asked you to go over the long Bes Yosef, where the Bes Yosef mentions the whole lotion of the correspondence between himself and Rabbi Yosef Taichik. Now, the Rashbo, I mean, so the machlekes between the Bes Yosef and Rabbi Yosef Taichik is in regard to the Shittas Rashbo. I mean, there is no machlekes in regard to the Shittas of the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim certainly agree that one could not. That if there was no mayim that went over the rim, so then you cannot be teveil even after they pass beyond the shikis. According to all the other shikis, according to the Rash, the Rosh, there is no doubt. Rambam, the machlekes between the Bes Yosef and Rabbi Yosef Taichik is in connection with Shikis Rash. So the Bes Yosef says, Mayu shevire al gabe ashei kesposo. Hevire al gabe sofa kol shehu kosher. Kosher chutzol. Kosher chutzol. Shamayu mitaya b'chol shehu. So, according to the Bes Yosef's pshat, in the Rashbo, what does it mean? Hevire al gabe sofa kol shehu. Kosher chutzol. So it means, not that water passed over this rim. But no water passed over this rim, but the water, as it overflowed over the shekes, so it passed over this sofa, even though no water passed here. So the moment it comes out from the teich of the shekes, so it's kosher litvin. Why? I mean, what's the pshat? Why is it that the same water, while it was inside the shekes, was possibly tefillin? But the moment it passed outside the shekes, it is kosher tefillin. Why? So the shita is that actually this water did not become shov as a result of falling into the teich of the shekes, because it is always connected with the mayon. But inside the shekes, you cannot be teveil because you cannot be teveil b'sechakli. You cannot be teveil. Even that is only midrabanan, because midraise you should be able to be teveil. You should be able to be teveil inside the shekes too, because of the aloha veil of mikvois. But there is a special midrabanan that you cannot be teveil b'sechakli, even if there is an eruv of mikvois kishveras aneid. So, but shov it didn't become. So, mainly the moment it overflowed from the shekes into the outside, so it can be teveil without any hashokim with the water that passed over this way. This is how the Bes Yosef explains Shittas Rashbo. The Rabbi Yosef Taichik, he explains Shittas Rashbo. No, that what does it mean according to the Rashbo's pshat? Hevir al gabei sofa kol shehu. That means that if besides the water that fell into the shekes, into the teich of the shekes, there was a little bit of water that always passed over here. And then the water from the teich overflowed and it came outside. And the water that passed all the time over this rim also passed outside. And then the two waters came in contact with each other. So then the water that was inside the sheikes and then overflowed, and when it was inside the sheikes, it acquired the shame of shuvim. But then, by coming in contact outside with the water that passed over the rim, so the shame shov was broken. This is how Rav Yosef Taitchik explains the Shita Zarash. Now, Mayon Shem Kaleach Lisechli, possibly it will be now, but Lidine doesn't make any nafkimine, even though the Mechaber is the same person as the Bes Yosef. But the Bes Yosef says that Pshat in the Rajmi, but the Bes Yosef is made that this is not true according to the other Rishayim, and he doesn't pass him like the Rajmi. Alright, then the Rajbo has another Kulen that he says, Losh Nefshia, that even inside the Sheikis, you could be Teveil. An Odom could be Teveil if the Mayim, if there is Memso between the Mayon and the Sheikis. So Mayon Shem Kaleach Lisechkli, possibly it will be the Mayon Shem Sechakli, Bein Lachash Yotzmakli, Vima Mayon Mikaleach, Otsasakli, Ulisech, Eitechakli, Osom it will be, Vichutzolei Muter, Afilu Mayon Shem Sech Merubin. Why? Because the water from the Mayon was passing all the time over the rim of the Kelim. Over the rim of the Kelim. So in other words, over here. So then when it passed outside, so true, the water, when it dropped into the teich of the sheikes, became shov, but then it passed outside, became in contact, became mushok. It became in contact with the water that passed over here, so it was mafkia the shuv. Now let's see the shach. Mayon peirush, mayon mikaleach lezichli, afiu tolush, v'yeitzin lechutz, v'yeitzin lechutz, mimenu ipsulim litvo ben, di mashe b'seich hakli pshite pos, u mashe lechutz name pos, di miyad shomu b'kli nasu shuvim, nasu shuvim, v'kos av abach sif yudgimu, di loishne kishakli sholim b'loishne, והמאי הוא מכאן ליח לזה הכלי וכשנסמל להכלי יצי מחכה מפה הכלי לחוץ לא ישנה שיש נקב יצי לשאול כלי וממנו מכאן לכם לחוץ נקחו מים שובים ולזבטל שם כלי מחמס הנקב שמצידי כאילו שמקבלו מים מן הנקב ולמט אבל נקב בשולי הכלי כשבר הסנאית עוז ודה נזבטל שם כלי ושאול הליט ואלה ושיח הכלי כמו שנסבויה במקווה דיבדו וזה שובה מים ומקווה. In other words, you see, so if the nekev is the shuleakli, so then it can't keep any water. So then it doesn't become shov at any time. Uposhe. Vim hamayon mikaleach al tzvasakli, pirish reiv hamayon eiv alisichakli, uksose yeiveir umkaleach et al tzvasakli, kim shemat mimei hamayon liob rutechakli klal, הם מעלים את המים המרובים ומתארים את השובים ואף על פי שחזרים מסערבים כולם יש להם דימיון on the basis of השוקים. So my mortim that passed all the time of the rim of the sheikes, so can be mafkia the chalishem shov that was chal on the mayim merubim that originally dropped into the teich of the sheikes. Alright, I'm besyosef מה שקוס ודאס רשבו וכבומוכו לימייכי הרב רבי יוסף טייצ'יק והבח אך מה שכוסף הבח על הבס יוסף והרזיק דבורף מלושין שור סרש בו והעביר על גבוף ולחוץ. Now, the Bach mentions the lושין of the רש בו. The Bach here. Oh. It's in Daf Kuf Aleph. The left column. Oh. אבל הרב בס יוסף, the first line. שכוסף שמדעס הרש בו בתשובה נראה שהוא מפורש דאפילו כל המיון נופל לסיך השקס וממנו יוצא לחוץ. דהיינו שעוברו מלכה ביאסופו לחוץ, משהו תיך השקס פוסו, ומשהו חוץ לא כושר. Without recourse to water that passed all the time over the rim. ויש לו דמיון, כי מי שמתחיל אוי מחובור למיון, וגם אתו מחובור. So the longness of that, of the Bes Yosef in the Rajbo, is very reasonable. I mean, it's not difficult. In other words, you see, actually, all the Rishonim has the kasha. Why shouldn't it be all right to be Teveil in the sheikis itself, without any nekef in the sheikis? Because Eruv Mikvois Kishver Esanein, like Sidur Tiro Meidl Shabiyah. So, the Rash gives it Teretz, that because it's installed, so it's Mochom. And the Rosh says, no, the Chachomim puzzled Tvila b'sech hakli, even though there is an eruv mikoy shvaras amid. Unless is the mei the yam is sof al sechet. Otherwise not. Whatever the reason is. So the Rashba shita is true mid rabbonon. It is possible, but the psul mid rabbonon is only that it's not considered like tvila b'sech hakarke. Even though mid raisa is considered tvila b'sech hakarke because of the aloha of mikoy shvaras amid, but mid rabbonon not. Trouble not, but not that the Chachamim or Misake, that there is no Hashoke with water in the Kele and water outside the Kele. So there is Hashoke. So only by Kele we don't apply the Aloha of Eirun Mikoyish for Zaneit, but the Din of Hashoke applies. So the Mele, even while it's inside the Kele, it wasn't Shov. But you couldn't be table with Rabbanon because you cannot be table b'sech hakli. Even though with the raisa it wouldn't be considered as tvila b'sech hakli because of the aloha v'eru mikoyis, but the rabbonon it would be considered as tvila b'sech hakli. But shov it isn't, even while it is inside the teich of the sheikes. So memele, the moment it overflows and it comes out from the sheikes without any ashoke, so it's kosher tvila b'sech. But according to Rav Yisrael Taichek, so the same rabbonon, for the same reason that with the Rabbonon it's considered tvila b'sech hakli, so memele it becomes shov also. So then we have to resort to Ashoke. So only if it comes in contact with other water that never was inside the teich, so then there is Ashoke. Alright, so he says, aber aber sie sich das rasch mit junior schon vor darf kommen mein auf sich schick ist mir so gut dann schon gar was so gut war schon die schick ist post und mach gut so kosha wie ich soll die mein kim ich mit trimo mich geboren mit mein mit der mato mich geboren wie schon die morgen schau mich nach nie okay mein krabi ist die mein schon wieder gar nach rakli und die mein mit teil geholt und wie sehe ich aber ich soll die mit weg wie kein kolsten geschäft wir nicht sich rakli wie das batel meine schmaio und war ich gerade war gott war ich sich teil check auf peru schick also wo ihr bist Josef שיב דבור אפ מי סוד מא לאד דפוס ויערב בס יוסף חוז אבער זי דבור אפ לא שנת שוב שקוס ורש ויזל שיג ווי מיי ממ סוב מיי שבמנע מיי לקלי אין טייבל מאד בילין לי זיי חקלי אפ אל פיש מיי נימשח ווי ויר אל גאבו פור חוץ איז טייבלין וך מיי שישונינו ווי פיל קייט מי קוויס מיי און שב יא גאב שייקס ווי טיי מגדיילו סו דלושן אב דראש בו יז that the lechutz is tevilin. U lechutz is tevilin. So that means, what does it mean lechutz is tevilin? Even without any ashoki. All that the Mishnah says is that inside the sheikes you're not tevil. But lechutz is tevilin. So that's a riot to the sheet of the Bes Yosef. But v'teim edeli chef shalom loshen zeh b'lo yagoye. So he says, we have to make a correction in the loshen Rashi. So in other words, the Bachet means that the Loshen of the Rashba and its face tends to indicate, to corroborate the Shite of Rav Rabbi Yisrael in the Rashba. But he makes a collection. So he says, V'eichav shalom loshen zeh b'lo yagoye sh'ay kosov memso in teilin v'akim kosov afri shamayim nimshach v'eiver al gavov u'lechutz is teilin el adov ha'poshut u'boru sh'teru sefer v'tzorach la'agi af al pi shamayim nimshach v'eiver al gabov ulechutz ein tevil. Al gabov ulechutz ein tevil. So he makes a correction. This is what the why was Yosef Vashikosel das Rashi uch vomoch lamich a rav im sitaych ba bach a mashu ba bach al bas Yosef el dvom lach nchuz Rashi vel gabov ulechutz tevil uch mishe shenino vitei medele. So in other words, so he makes a correction. Yishgogo yotzom ulefonov. So the shach says that the Bach did not have to resort to a correction, because we don't have to correct the text of the Rosh of the Chumash Rashba. It is all right the way it is. The Teivas Olechutz Nimshach Li Teivas Tevli Vehu Kidaz Bis Yosef Udeleiki Bach Shehevi Di Olechutz Nimshach Limailo. So, you see, the Bach assumed that when the Rashba says, V'meim emso b'mayim, שמן המים. remember so ממים, שמן המים נקלעינתם ומדבים לשיח הכלי, אבל פי שהמים נמשך, ואיבר על גבו ולחוץ. So he's stabling, so the Bach assumed, that the lechutz modifies mashal mailo, the expression that precedes the term lechutz. Afal pi shamayon nimshach ve'eveya al gabo ulechutz is stable. In other words, the lechutz modifies the preceding expression. Afal pi shanayim nimshach ve'eveya al gabo ulechutz so stable. In other words, the Bach understood as if, let's say, suppose there had been punctuation marks. And suppose, so the Bach understood that the Rashba is saying this, Afal pi, shamayon, nimshach, veiver, al gabov, ulechutz, kama, tem. So then, if that is the pshat, if the term ulechutz modifies the preceding expression, Afal pi, shamayon, nimshach, veiver, al gabov ulechutz is stable. So that means as long as the water does not remain inside the shakers, but the water falls into the shakers and then it overflows. So then you are stable. You don't have to resort to any ashok. So that's why the Bach made a correction and he says, Afal pi shamayon nimshach ve'iver, al gabo v'lechutz kama eintem. Because without hashoki, by the water that passes over the rim, so that water remains shom. Even though the water that first falls into the teich of the shekes, then overflows. But so the Shach says no. דלוי כי בח שהבין לחוץ נמשך למיילו, ולא חי, בתור הרבחינום להגיע בדבר אשבו, but the right pshat, we don't have to make a collection. And we have to, the right, that's the right gears. But the expression, ולחוץ, does not modify the preceding expression, but it modifies the following expression. In other words, אף על פי, שהמיילים, Nimshach ve'iver al gabov, v'al gabov, so ulechutz table, not afal pi shamayim nimshach ve'iver al gabov ulechutz table, but afal pi shamayim nimshach ve'iver al gabov, so ulechutz table. When that water comes outside and it comes in contact with the water that passed over the rims, then you can be taken. Alright, so in other words, the Bach, there is no machlekes between the Bach and the Shach. They are both chilek on the Bais Yosef's Pshat and the Rashba. But he's only saying that the Bach did not have to make a correction in the text of the Chumash Rashba. Yeah. Yes?
What about the Vav?
What? Alright, you can use the Vav. Many times you use the Vav. Even though, well, that was the reason as to why the Bach made a correction and he assumed that it modifies the preceding expression because of the Vav. But it's not wrong, because many times you can say ulechutz, and after it overflows and it comes in contact with the water that passed over the rim, then it's stable. Sometimes, even in English, you start a new sentence with end. With end. So the verb is like end, you see. Alright. Ruach in Torah b'chino la'agir v'di v'raj v'zeh bo v'in tzirech la'arach kam v'dvorem eilu kim shun yadin ha'machab ha'guf v'posak d'mil m'kalo yachal s'va s'akli v'kalo v'kos ala b'ach mi'u ma sh'mater ha'raj. So that's the machlekes between the Rashba, I'm sorry, between Bais Yosef and the Rabbi Yisif Taitchik in the Pshat of the Rashba. So according to Rabbi Yisif Taitchik, the Pshat of the Rashba, the Shit of the Rashba is like all the Rishim. But then there is another Chiddush There is a big chiddush in the Rashba. The Rashba says, that's the same shita that the Rash mentions in Perikei, except that the Rash is the Echet, and the Rashba says it a little bit else. The Rashba says that when does the Mishnah say that you cannot be Teveil inside the Sheikis? Inside the Sheikis, only if the water between the Mayon and the Sheikis is less than Mimso. But if the water between the Mayon, let's say here is the Mayon, here is the Mayon, here is the Sheikis, and here there is water, and the water between the Mayon and the Sheikis is Memso, then even an Odom can be Teveil inside the Sheikis itself. Why? Because of the aloche of Eil of Mikvoy is Kishveras Anit. And Mimele, according to the Rashbo, so a Kele can be Teveil even if the water between the Mayon and the Sheikis is less than Memso. Why? Because in the same aloche, Oveil of Mikvoy is Shveras Anit. So there is aloche of Ashoke. But an Odom you cannot. Kelim you can be Teveil even if the Mayim between the Mayon and the Sheikis is less than Memso. But an Odom you cannot be Teveil inside the Sheikis unless there is Memso. Unless there is Memso. Why? So, unless there is Memso between. But why can't an Odom be Teveil inside the Sheikis if the Mayim between the Mayon and the Sheikis is less than Memso? Because the Shita of the Rashbo is, we discussed it. The Shita of the Rashbo is that like not like the Rambam, but like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that the Mayon is mitaya bechol shu only kelim, but Tfilas Sodom requires Memso even ligabei even in the Mayon. But Rabbeinu Tam, that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. But there is a fundamental distinction. We discussed it between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbo. According to Rabbeinu Tam, so the reason is to why Tvila Sodom requires Memso even in Mayon is not because the Mayon does not have a Chaleshem Mikveh if it's less than Memso. If it has a Chaleshem Mikveh in regard to Tvila Skelim,